Hello everyone, and welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Yamil Hernandez, and I'm a program manager on the Dev Center team. We understand how important it is for you to keep your users engaged. You need data and insights to learn about your customers, to decide what is the right content for them, and you also need the communication channels to promote and engage. During the last year, we released multiple features around customer engagement, and I would like to start this session taking a look together to what is available for you in Dev Center today. The customer segmentation tool is part of your analytics. There are multiple scenarios where you may want to target a specific group of your users. You can accomplish this by creating a segment of your users who meet different conditions. For example, you may want to create a segment of your users who spend more than $100 in the Windows Store. You can combine different conditions. For example, you may want to create a segment of your users who spend more than $100 in the Windows Store, but they never buy from your apps. And you will see some of the analytics around these segments in the customer segmentation tool as well. You have sale pricing. We have sale pricing and advanced availabilities in Dev Center. You can create different prices and discount for your segments. For example, you may want to have a special discount to those users who are churning from your games. There is going to be an entire session about this at Build. Promotional codes. Promotional codes are a good way for you to distribute free copies of your apps and add-ons. You can use promotional codes for tests, reviews, promotion, and special events. We recently added a new type of code. It is a single 5x5 code that can be used multiple times. You could use this multi-use token to run your own outbound campaigns in your websites. Or you can even send a notification and share this token as a reward with your engaged customers. You also have A/B testing in Dev Center. You can use A/B testing to run experiments and test variation of your app experiences. You may want to find, for example, if giving your users one level free in your game will increase conversions. And you have notifications as a good promotional channel. You can send notifications directly from the center and target all your users or a specific segment of them. You can use notifications to encourage your customers to take some action, such as rating your apps, downloading another app, or buying an add-on. Today, we are announcing targeted offers as a new way for you to do in-app content targeting. Once you understand your users and you have decided what is the right content for them, we provide you rich analytics and REST APIs that will help you build new engaging in-app experiences. Let's do a demo of targeted offers to see how it works end-to-end. I will go to Visual Studio, where I have, for this demo, a game. I have published this game through Dev Center, and the game is available in the store. And what we're going to see during this demo is, as most of you, I have users. For these demos, I will focus on these three users that are part of three different segments. I have John, who is a first-time player. John is engaged with my game. He is spending time within the game, but he's not buying. And I know from the segmentation tool that he's part of a segment who never buy in the store. I have Sonia, who is not engaged. She was engaged in the past, but now she is losing interest. And I have Tom, who is the perfect user. He is super engaged and spending money. I would like John and Sonia to be like Tom. Let's play a little bit with John. As I mentioned before, John is a first-time player. He never paid within my game. He's also running out of lives, but he's still engaged. What I may need to do is to put in front of John the right content, so he decides to buy a first time. If we take a look at how the in-game store looks like for John, what I have right now is virtual currency. And even when I have some sale, it is not good for John. It is unlikely that he will buy these coins. With targeted offers, what you can do is to put the right content in front of your customers. Let's go to Dev Center. And in Dev Center, what I have is my add-ons. I have published my add-ons in Dev Center. And as I mentioned before, I have some virtual currency. So you can see my virtual currency here. But I also have some special content that I created for different segments, for people who never paid, for users who are shortening, and for users who are super engaged. What I'm going to do is, from the new targeted offer page, I'm going to create a new offer to target people like John, people who never paid. And you can see here that you can create a new offer to increase the number of paid users, which is exactly the case with John. What I'm going to do is I'm going to select some content that I believe is good for people who never paid and are running out of lives. I have this dream catcher that will give people like John extra protection within the game. I will save this configuration, and you can see that here from the same page, you will be able to track conversions. You will be able to see how many people or how many users are converting through this offer. If I go back to the game and John take a look at the in-game store again, you will see that the Dream Catcher, the special offer, is showing here. This is a better experience. And there is more probabilities that John will buy this time. However, I want to make it even simpler for John. What I'm going to do is I'm going to change what John is seeing in the store again. And I want John to see only what he needs to buy this Dream Catcher. I'm going to save this new configuration. And if John visits my in-game store again, he will see the Dream Catcher that will give John extra protection. He's running out of life, so he may be interested. And he just sees what he needs to buy. He just needs to buy 10 coins. He has 240. That's what I give my new users as a welcome gift. And he only needs 10 more to get the extra protection. So it is likely that he will buy a first time. You could do the same with the other users. You can create an offer to reduce customer churn and an offer to reward engaged customers. As I mentioned before, you can leverage notifications as your promotional channel. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a notification to users like John to make them aware of this special offer. From the notification page in Dev Center, I already have a draft of a notification campaign that I created for first-time payers, and I'm going to create a clone of this draft. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send it. It's just a promotional message. And first-time payers like John will receive these notifications in the Windows Action Center. You can see it here. What is going to happen is, if the user clicks the notification, they will launch the game. For people like John who are actively playing, this could be a distraction, and you don't want that to happen. What you may want to do is to send an in-game notification, and we can achieve the same from Dev Center. I will create a copy of the same notification, but this time I'm going to send as a parameter the ID of the add-on that I'm offering to first-time payers like John, the Dream Catcher. And my game is already implemented to handle these kind of situations. Once I send the notification from Dev Center, instead of showing in the Windows Action Center, my player, in this case John, will see the in-game message. And there is a higher percentage of probabilities that he will by this time. This is happening because as part of this new feature targeted offers, we provide you a set of REST APIs that you can use to build new engaging in-app experiences. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a breakpoint here, and I'm going to launch the in-game store again. What is going to happen is I'm going to get the user token, the Microsoft account token for the user who is playing the game, in this case, John. Once I have that token, I will call a new REST API that we call GetOffers. And this API, you will see here, the response from the API will give me the offers that I have configured in DevCenter, the Dreamcatcher and the 10 gold coins. And that's the reason why John can see these custom in-app experiences. Let's get back to the presentation. There are a few takeaways from this demo that I hope that you enjoy. It is super important for you to understand your user base, and you have the segmentation tool for that. Combine it with your own in-game telemetry to get better results. Create attractive and time-limited offers to drive higher conversions. And we provide you REST APIs that you can use for client or service integration. Use this API to build engaging in-app experiences. And as we saw during the demo, you can still use notifications as your promotional channel. Use it to boost conversions. If you're not part of the DevCenter Insider program, please join it today and you will get access, you will easily access to these new features that we are announcing at Build. Thank you for watching this video.